bath salts. They're turning people from Miami to Maryland into flesh-eating hulks, and the synthetic concoctions that are sold as insect repellent and plant food have supposedly single-handedly set off the zombie apocalypse. New York Senator Chuck Schumer, fresh off his victory in banning caffeinated alcoholic beverages like Four Loko, he's hell-bent on banning the so-called bath salts. The senator, who in the past has tried to regulate the price of Cocoa Krispies, Count Chocula, and other breakfast cereals, also wants to outlaw fake pot. Because the war on real pot is going so swell. It all started on a Florida off-ramp in broad daylight when a car-washing Bible thumper snapped, allegedly under the influence of zombie dust. The story soon eclipsed the presidential elections and Miley Cyrus's lack of underwear as the most important issue in the country. There was an immediate obsession with the substance that caused this unnatural act. To date, there's no evidence that Sunshine State Face Chewer Rudy Eugene was in fact whacked out on bath salts. The Miami Mauler had been arrested at least 8 times since he was 16 and had threatened to kill his own mother on at least one violent occasion. Here's the problem with banning synthetic methamphetamine, or the real thing for that matter. There are an infinite number of ways that natural and artificial drugs can be combined, married, and sewn together to get a user higher than Matthew McConaughey on any given Monday. Science will always be one step ahead of the legislative process, so as quickly as a chemical compound is banned, 4 more will spring forth from crafty laboratories eager to pacify those seeking a quick fix.
But bath salts make you a zombie cannibal, don't they?
You can hear the Chuck Schumers of the world ask that question, but hardly. The other 2 cannibalism stories in the news don't involve bath salts or naked zombies. The Canadian porn star who hacked up his friend, ate his bits, then sent his appendages on a tour of the Canadian Postal Service is more gruesome than Celine Dion's entire discography, but that guy was clothed and sober. The kid in Maryland who ate the heart and brain of his Ghanaian roommate was also not on the salts, and he too was clothed. So instead of banning bath salts, how about enforcing the existing ban on zombie cannibalism? And if we can't do that, can we at least ban opportunistic, incompetent legislators? Oh, Calgon, take me away! For Reason TV, I'm Kennedy.